You've heard of the President's State of the Union and a Governor's State of the State, but how about the Hanford State of the Site? Each year, federal and state managers at the Southeast Washington Nuclear Cleanup Site give a rundown on how things are going. Correspondent Anna King was there Tuesday night and has our story.
Last night's conversation was dominated by what's being done to improve conditions for workers at Hanford's radioactive tank farms. These large tanks store the leftover sludge from plutonium production during World War II and the Cold War. This past year, dozens of workers have complained about becoming ill after smelling vapors at the site. Workers complain that there isn't enough real-time monitoring of the chemicals they're exposed to or enough study of their health once they've been exposed. Sheldon Coleman introduced himself as a retired industrial hygienist who worked at Hanford for 27 years.
I don't care how many people you throw at the problem or how many dollars that you put into this tank farm safety system, if you don't have the confidence of the people, you've failed.
The feds say they've asked a top government lab to look at the tank vapor problems. Seattle-based Hanford watchdog Tom Carpenter responded, "The nuclear site has done many vapor studies over the decades, but workers continue to get sick." I'm Anna King in Richland.